Dis-Chem Pharmacies plans to start trading in Johannesburg as South Africa's second biggest pharmacy chain by a number of stores looks to double its outlets in the next 5 to 8 years. Goldman Sachs, Investec and Standard Bank have been appointed as joint coordinators and bookrunners. Dis-Chem says that the offering will comprise private placements to selected institutional investors or people buying shares for 1 million rand or more. Alec Abrams is with the Sasfin Securities and joins us now. Alec, thanks for your time this evening. So Dis-Chem finally comes to market. I think we'd expected it. Is it a good move on their part?
Yes, thank you for having me on your show. It is a good move to come to market, especially if they've got really ambitious plans to double the store numbers over the next 5 to 8 years. However, it also seems a little bit of a difficult time to come to the market,
yeah,
because at the moment, you know, we're facing a very, very difficult consumer environment, and also with the U.S. most likely going to be raising interest rates in the next month or two, you may well see also an outflow of funds from emerging markets. So it's quite a difficult time in the market right now, and quite an uncertain time. So the timing may be a little bit of question marks around that, but obviously raising funds for expansion is always a good story.
And let's talk about, you know, their performance. This is a business started by a couple in 1978. They've seen massive growth over that time. How have they performed financially as well?
Well, okay, being an anonymous company, it's been very difficult to see the financial performance of the business in any detail.
Mm.
And the details, the numbers they've given in this announcement today, is also fairly scant. But obviously, looking at some good growth from these numbers. If I compare just on a very high level, the EBITDA margin of Dis-Chem compared to Clix, which is probably their closest competitor, they appear to be on a higher EBITDA margin, and their growth seems to be quite good. You know, they've mentioned that they have growth of in excess of 20% over the last 3 years, which has been a very, very strong level of growth and has exceeded by and large that of Clix over the last 3 years. So looks like they've had some good growth and some good margin in the business.
And I suppose it's nice to have a competitor to Clix that is listed, so investors can actually make a comparison when they're deciding which one to buy.
Yes, no, that's quite true. You know, at the moment, we've only had, in terms of a pure play pharmaceutical retailer, we've only had Clix as an option, and now that certainly opens the playing field. But that also, I suppose, raises for me a couple of questions on whether you're going to see a lot of money switching out of Clix now and getting exposure into Dis-Chem. So it'll be quite interesting to see how the Clix share price performs if you have some of that switching out of the one and into the other.
Yeah, and you mentioned, though, that, you know, right now, retailers are facing a number of headwinds. We have weak domestic consumer confidence. We've got high interest rates, a rand that's depreciated, and an economy that's very slow at the moment. I mean, what are the prospects for a business like this one and also Clix as well?
Well, in terms of the retail categories, your pharmaceutical and toiletries and cosmetics tend to be fairly defensive. You know, just like food and groceries, probably the next defensive is pharmaceuticals and toiletries. So from that point of view, they're probably better off as a retail category than apparel and general merchandise or household goods and things like that, because people switch more to the less discretionary items in tough times. So from that point of view, you may still see that sales of toiletries, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals will still be reasonably resilient during this tough economic time.
Yeah.
We've certainly seen a lot of money coming out of spending on durables, on household equipment, on things like that. You've certainly seen that switch, and people with higher inflation and with higher food costs particularly, money going back into there rather and pushing the discretionaries a little lower.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Alec Abrams is with Sasfin Securities.